There are a lot of arts groups in the Springfield area deserving attention. One of those is the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony, and we're going to hear today from its new executive director, Elle Presley. Thanks for coming in and joining us.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Talk a little bit, if you could, about the organization itself. Maybe people aren't familiar with what you do, what your mission is.
Sure. Well, we exist to provide orchestral education experiences for the youth in Springfield area. We are the only program that's currently doing that, as the Springfield schools do not have orchestra programs within their music programs. So we have several levels of youth orchestras, starting with our starter strings program in the elementary schools. We start them in third grade, and then we have several more levels going all the way up through high school. And we also have an adult community orchestra that meets once a week and rehearses too for those adults in our community that have all different types of J jobs but still want to keep music as part of their lives.
You mentioned starter strings. It was really the whole idea of that was to bring music to kids in a setting, basically their local schools. And a lot of schools do participate in this.
Yes, that is one thing that's special about starter strings. All of our ensembles meet to rehearse at the Hoagland Center for the Arts, but starter strings is unique in that we go to the local elementary schools. We have teachers that we hire that go to teach the classes at the schools once a week. We do have also a starter strings class that meets at Hoagland for any homeschooled students or students who do not have the program currently at their elementary. But we are really hoping to expand the starter strings program for next year. So if you're a parent or a community member and you don't have starter strings yet at your elementary school, talk to your building administrators and see if you can get that, because we'd love to come to your school.
And what age are we talking about there?
We start them in third grade for starter strings, but they can, you know, if your student is a fourth grader, fifth grader, they haven't learned a string instrument and they'd like to, they can start a little bit later as well, but the earliest we'll start is third grade.
And this is not that advanced class. That's the point of it, starter.
Yes.
It is an opportunity for kids to really get introduced to instruments and this type of music.
Yes, exactly. It's a very nurturing and fun, exciting environment. Slowly introduce the children to the instruments, help them get to know it, get really good fundamentals and starting on their instrument, so that hopefully the hope is that they'll continue to move their way up through our ensembles and be lifetime musicians. But for those that don't, it's still a great way to get them exposed and have that experience for them.
Now, coming up this weekend, you have a trivia night that's taking place at the Hoagland. Talk about that, but also talk about where the money for this goes. I mean, how that money is used.
Yes. Our trivia night is this Saturday night, the 29th of March. So if you don't have plans, come out. It'll be a really fun night, and we will hope to see you there. But the funding for trivia night goes to support all different aspects of our program, from, the salary for our starter strings teachers to sectional coaches to music and maintaining our instruments. We have a large supply of instruments. Our space, rehearsal space at Hoagland, and our concert venues. There's lots of different things that it goes to benefit. So it really just helps to benefit our whole organization, providing these orchestral music experiences for the kids.
We're talking with Elle Presley. She is executive director of the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony. A lot of volunteers who participate in this program as well and help the kids. If people are interested in getting involved with that, how do they do it?
Yes, they can contact our office. They can call. The number is on our website, www.svys.org. They can just give us the call. They can stop into the office. They can send us an email. But we are always looking for volunteers, whether you're a parent of a musician or not, anyone that, you know, cares about this cause, about supporting music for youth in our community. We would really love your help in many different ways. We've got lots of different ways that you can pitch in and help out.
Well, you mentioned earlier, we were talking before we started, that this the idea for the Youth Symphony was really to bring those orchestral programs and that instruction to kids. We don't see that really in the schools anymore, that the school band programs are able to teach that way.
Correct. Yes, we have strong band and choir programs here in our area, but we do not have orchestra programs, unfortunately. So that was how our organization was born. And we really feel that it's important to keep that alive and keep providing these experiences for the kids.
And you just hired a new conductor this year, music director Eugene Power.
Yes, Eugene has been with the orchestra since the beginning of this season. We're really happy to have him, and he's doing an excellent job. He is actually on the cover of the Springfield Scene magazine this month, so go ahead and pick up your copy locally, and you can read about him in there. There's a great interview and learn a little bit more about his background.
Of course, the concert season is not over yet.
Right.
So you've got another one coming up in May?
Yes, we have concerts coming up in May. We have our community orchestra concert on May 9th, and then we have the youth orchestra's concert on May 10th. We'll also have another Starter Strings showcase as well. So check out our website and our calendar for dates and locations of our upcoming May concerts.
We mentioned the trivia night and the fundraiser that's coming up this weekend at the Hoagland. A lot of times trivia nights, they expect you to get a big team together. That's not necessarily the case here. You're welcoming people to come in with less than a full team if they want.
Yes, that's right. If you have a full table worth of people, that's great, and you can sign up that way. But if you don't have a full table, you can come as well, and we will get you at a table with some other people that are, you know, either singles or doubles or part of a smaller group that need to be put onto a table.
That's Elle Presley. She's the executive director of the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony. Elle, thanks for coming in with us.
Thanks for having us, Sean.